Let's get an update now from Haiti, where gangs continued to battle for power in the aftermath of the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse last July. Thousands have been displaced by the violence. For the latest, we're joined now by Jacqueline Charles of the Miami Herald. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, two Haitian journalists were killed by suspected gang members last week in a shooting near Port-au-Prince. What do we know about the circumstances of their deaths?
Well, these two individuals were actually in the hills above the capital. They were doing some reporting about the gang situation in the country. There are various reports that are going on in terms of, you know, where they were and the contacts that they had. But what I'm told is that when they were crossing over or crossing through a canal after completing their interview, they were basically fired upon by a moving vehicle, and then after, their bodies were burned. There were actually three journalists that were there. One of them actually got away and survived, but the other two did not.
The Haitian National Police said that the journalists had been burned alive, but CNN apparently acquired images of the corpse and there was no sign that their bodies had been burned. I mean, do we know the details here? And was this a random shooting?
We don't know the details here. What we have heard from individuals who've been in contact with one of the journalists that was with them is that it was not a random shooting. And, you know, it just shows just in terms of, you know, the insecurity in Haiti, and especially for journalists, you know, how it continues to be dangerous. I know that it took at least 24 hours for police to be able to access those corpses because some of their fellow journalists attempted to go there and try to locate the bodies. But because that area has been the site of, you know, gang clashes, violent gang clashes for a while now, it was not safe.
Police and rival gangs have been grappling for control since the assassination of President Moïse last July. Who holds the power at the moment, Jacqueline?
Currently, it's interim Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who was appointed by Jovenel Moïse prior to his death. But we are seeing challenges to that power, which we expect to increase in the coming weeks.
I mean, is the government able to function at all right now? I mean, we know that Ariel Henry himself survived an assassination attempt last week.
Well, the government, you know, you have a government in place, right? You know, now it's debatable in terms of that government's ability to tackle the various issues that are there. Ariel Henry has basically has an accord with various, you know, political groups. And he's been pointing to this accord more and more in terms of this is where he's drawing his legitimacy from, because we will start to see on February 7th the argument that he has no legitimacy because, you know, if he's completing the term of President Moïse, then, you know, that term is now over. And we're entering a very critical period in Haiti right now. But I can tell you, for the average Haitian that is sort of over the politics, what do they want? They want security. They want the ability to be able to go to work, go to school, go to church, and not worry about ending up dead because of gang gunfire, not ending up the next victim of a kidnapping for ransom, which we're increasingly seeing in this country. They want a sense of security. And right now, that doesn't seem to be on the horizon, regardless of who steps in to the power vacuum or whoever is taking over.
Last Tuesday, one suspect was charged by the U.S. for his part in the assassination of President Moïse. Then on Friday, another suspect was arrested in the Dominican Republic. What do we know about these men and their role in the assassination?
Well, Mario Antonio Palacios Palacios has been cooperating with U.S. authorities in their joint investigation of the assassination. He has provided some important details and information that are now part of a criminal complaint. And what we expect to see is that there will be more arrests. There was one in the Dominican Republic. We're waiting to see if he will be extradited to the United States and if we will finally get a break in this case and learn more about what led to the assassination of Jovenel Moïse and who may have financed it.
And in the backdrop of all of this is the continuing COVID-19 pandemic. How is Haiti faring and what is the international community doing to help?
Well, you know, if you recall, Haiti is the last country in the Americas to have received COVID vaccines. And that happened after the assassination of President Moïse. And it's also one of the countries with the lowest vaccination rates. Last I checked, it was less than 1%. There you're battling with, you know, vaccine hesitancy among the population. The United States has donated vaccines, but with that donation did not come money to do an education campaign in order to encourage people to get vaccinated. And now we're starting to hear reports in terms of a fever and people getting sick. And we're starting to wonder whether or not the Omicron virus has that now arrived at Haiti.
Jacqueline Charles of the Miami Herald. Jacqueline, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.